You know those cravings that hit you out of nowhere? Charred steak tacos, silky mushroom risotto, or a perfect summer salad. When the craving hits, CookUnity delivers, made with real ingredients and no shortcuts. CookUnity was made for adventurous eaters, with 160-plus award-winning chefs curating an ever-expanding menu of small batch meals. Get ready to eat meals delivered directly to your door, all tailored to your lifestyle, dietary needs, and cravings. Their roster of Food Network alums, James Beard Award winners, and acclaimed restaurateurs balance bold flavors and nutrition in their handcrafted meals, which are freshly prepared, delivered to your door, and never frozen. Get what you're craving. Try the freshest, best-tasting meal delivery made by your favorite celebrity chefs. Go to cookunity.com/crave or enter code CRAVE before checkout for free premium meals for life. That's free premium meals for life at cookunity.com/crave.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Please welcome.
It's the opening kickoff with Carver and Lisi.
Carver and Lisi with you. Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM, Channel 159. Great to have you with us here on the grid. 844-843-6879 is the number. You can get Joe's Triple Diamond Big 12 Total of the Year by calling that tonight. The Triple Diamond Big 12 Total of the Year. Joe, Bryce Terang, a triple over the center fielder's head. Another run comes around. 3-2 Dodgers. 3-2
right.
Dodgers.
There we go. And 5-1 Mets. Nobody out. 5-1 Mets. Second and third. Nobody out. Everybody's eating.
Now,
everybody's
you need a couple. Eating. You want, this is what you need, Joe. You want the train to keep moving a little bit here.
Yep. Give me the,
and
right.
then
Nobody
the Granny
out.
Smith. Then the Granny Smith.
You need a
couple,
right.
couple more.
7-1. And
get
then
it
then
to
the
7.
Smith.
And then, boom, right. the big,
boom,
the big blow.
It. Who do you need
the
mallet, give me the
mallet over
Smith.
The head. I got actually, mallet. Believe it or not, I stayed away from that game because the Met prices, Joe, were just too low. I couldn't have it.
What do we got here? I know. 3-1 count. Locked up. Books are nervous. In play. Smash him over the face with a mallet.
Joe says that he doesn't have ColecoVision anymore either for watching these. So. More ColecoVision on the app.
92 mile now. Is that a base hit? Is that an out? What is that? What happened here? Please be a base hit. Come on.
I'm going to have to turn
the ball's
the game
just
on
sitting there.
6-1 Mets. 6-1 Mets.
Fly. Okay. Sack fly. All right, runner on second. Sack fly, one out. One
How about
out.
You get, you see now, what you need here is you want Martinez to just get on, and then you want Alonso to lay, you know, empty them all. Unload them. Get to 10-1. Or 9-1, whatever it be.
9-1. That's not good enough. I need
That's not
more.
Enough.
I
need, you need more than that?
I need four more runs. Four more. The whack-a-mole. Give me the whack-a-mole.
You need
special.
Four more right now. You need four
right
more
now.
Right now.
Yeah, and I want
3-3 Dodgers Brewers. 3-3 Dodgers Brewers.
Everybody eats tonight. Everybody. It's football season. Put them in the till. Give me the wheelbarrow.
Meanwhile, a big two-out rally by the Phillies here. They now lead the Marlins 9-1. I mean, 9-5, excuse me. 9-5, bottom seven.
Who? 9-5?
All of this
who?
With two out. Phillies.
Oh,
Marlins.
Good. I needed that. I had over 12 and a half.
Well, what do you got that with?
I don't know. I got to double-check.
I mean, honestly.
Stop it.
Joe. There is a weird preseason schedule this week, Joe. Did you see this?
No, we have games
only
Thursday.
Only one game
yeah.
on Thursday. Right. No games on Friday. No games on Friday. And then everyone's playing Saturday except there's two games on Sunday.
Is that the NFL Network special where they just go like, you know, they're just
going to
have every game? I feel, you know.
I know who they won't have. They won't have me watching it. So
I don't know why, out of all the sports, why you don't get into preseason football.
Because it's not just, real football. We've been through this a billion times. I can't do it anymore. It's not real football.
Oh, that's a blast. 107 miles an hour off the talk. That's got to be a hit. Wave them in, John.
Those U.S. XFL games are more competitive than NFL preseason.
Yeah, Lindor. Does Lindor score? He does. 7-1. Keep J.D. Martinez.
Joe's all. This is all a joke. I can't even bring anything else up right now. Joe's so locked
Harvey,
in.
You can bring it up. I'll give up any specials. You want to go overs, unders? What do you want to do? Football? You tell me. Okay?
You're locked in with the Met game.
What?
You're locked in with the Met game.
No. I could talk football. I could just. Somehow I get excited.
You get excited? No.
I get excited.
I get excited.
I can't help it. Things are opening up here. You know?
If you're the Vikings, do you want to... You're going to make it through the year with Sam Darnold now?
Well, did you see what I saw? I sent you the thing. They're asking about Derek Carr.
Why?
Because the New Orleans Saints have been so impressed with Rattler. That just shows you how much of a
Get
clown...
Get serious.
I saw that. I sent it to you earlier today.
Did you get that on Instagram?
No, I got here. I sent it from Scott Erickson.
I got it here. Ooh.
I don't know. I don't know. Let me see.
I'm looking now, Joe.
He's a local reporter, NFL insider. New Orleans.
Okay.
He's a big LSU guy.
Well, there it is.
There it is. Stop. Well, I mean, if that's true... I mean, that shows you how much of a clown show Dennis Allen is.
This isn't a real account, Joe. It's not a real account. You got to look at this stuff, Joe.
You'd be shocked, Carver.
Isn't a real account.
Okay.
It's not. Go read some of these tweets.
All right.
Go read some of these tweets.
All right.
This is not a real account, Joe. I love you, Joe. You fall for too many of these. You get a lot of these.
All right.
Listen, Joe. You got to understand that we live in a different time now. Everybody on Twitter just
sets. Are you sure?
And here's why the guy does that. Do you see the engagement he got on that? He's got like 3.7 million views of that tweet, and it's nonsense. It's nonsense.
I'm telling you this right now.
Can Teoscar Homer here?
Oh, see, we're talking about now.
Well, I'm doing to you what you did to me. Rails.
You always do it to me. So come on now. They're still hitting here, the Mets, by the way. I showed one out. Is it only one out? It is. All right, come on. Who's up?
They're probably changing pitchers. Would be my guess.
Bader's up. Come on, Bader. Come on. Smash one. Come on, smash one.
No, you need him. Alonzo's up next. So you need him to get on and then to go deep. Make it 10-1, right? 10-1 is what you need?
10-1 is a winner. Come on, Harrison.
So that's what you need. You need one more on and then Alonzo to do it.
That would be great. I tell you, single, first and third, and then the Irish Bear comes up with the Billy Club special over right center field. That would be fantastic.
The Billy Club special.
9-2 now, Cincinnati.
Really? Was it Fraley?
I doubt it because the runner on second. I think he got
Fraley was up the last inning. There's no way it was him.
In play.
No way it was him.
Come on, Bader. Get on, guy. Is that a hit? Is that a hit for Bader?
It sounds like the Irish Bear.
Here comes the Irish Bear. Runners on first and second. Come on, Alonzo. This is it. You better root this in. Come on. I need him. Give him the Granny Smith runners on first and second.
I hope he gets it. I'm watching Teoscar right now. I need Teoscar to get one in.
All right. So bottom line, are you buying the Saints or not? Or are you buying the Vikings? Why can't the Vikings win with Sam Darnold, by the way?
Because he stinks?
I said this before. Sam Darnold's like Gardner Minshew. He could still get you to 8-9 wins. I'm not saying he's the second coming. Oh, really?
They have no shot of winning that
really?
Many games. Really?
Well, I don't like O'Connell, but we'll talk about this.
No shot. I'm looking at the wins. I'm looking at the alts now. I'm going to get the alts in. Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio. We're back on the grid right after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio. Sirius XM 159. All right, Joe. Two-run double for Alonso makes it 9-1 Mets.
Mm.
So you need one more hit.
Yeah, one more hit. Give it to me. Give me the Granny Smith. Come on. I said 10-1 Mets. Give it to me.
You just need a single. Oh, is it burger time? No, nope, he didn't get it.
Who?
Burger from Miami.
Top 10 for the Astros. I really need this game to open up in a big way. Could these Cardinals score two runs? They're so gutless. These Cardinals suck. Come on. 3-3 Brew Crew. Come on. Come on.
I opened up the alt numbers for Minnesota.
Yeah, God. I can't believe you're going to sell them.
Oh, I'm selling them.
Okay.
I'm selling them big time.
Look, I'm not a big buyer
Under 5.5 at plus 184.
You really think they're going to be that bad?
Yes.
I don't know. I tell you what, I'm gonna say this right now. I would bet the under 5.5 with Caleb Williams in Chicago more than I would O'Connell and Sam Darnold.
You want their alt? Let's see what their alt is.
Yeah, give me the 5.5 with Chicago.
Under 5.5 for Chicago is plus 680.
Oh my God. You wanna talk about in Joey's wheelhouse. Oh man, I love that. I might bet that. Under 5.5 wins. So 5-12. I think they are in for a rude awakening, Carver. Rude. Base hit. Come on, give me the base hit. Is it a hit? This hack.
I need him to get this run so that you come back to us a little bit. You gotta come back to us. I hope you're getting all this and then it's tied to the Tampa game, right? Please tell me that this is not tied.
It's not. It's tied to the Brave game later. So they're giving me a cash out. I didn't take it. So there you go. I got no cash out for me. They give me. What'd they give me? Six times my money.
Big menu of these alt win totals now, Joe. Big menu.
I'm taking the under. I'm taking the under 5.5 wins. I think he's a human anchor, Eberflus. I think he sucks. I have the
most bet coach for coach of the year.
Yeah, good. Perfect. So was Staley. Where's he now? Is he even in the league or he's counting his money? We talk about the Hamburglar. The guy robbed the paycheck for how bad his defense sucked. For how long?
The Hamburglar.
No? Hamburglar. Brandon Staley, gutless. You know where Brandon Staley, you know, everybody, oh, the guy's got, he's got stones like iron, like Teflon, right? Yeah, okay. Until he had the Las Vegas Raiders on the ropes and he opted to go to overtime and he lost it. He couldn't make it to the playoffs because he laid up like tin cup 2-3 years ago. Remember when he had Herbert?
Oh, I remember.
They scored the touchdown, and they had that defense reeling at that point. Gassed and reeling. You believe in your quarterback. You believe in your quarterback, right? So much that you laid up and you kicked the extra point. Gutless. No stones.
Did you speak it since you brought the Bears up also?
Good.
There was a report that Keenan Allen is gained 20 pounds. He weighs over 230 pounds now.
Okay, is that supposed to be a benefit?
He's been a lot slower at camp. I don't know. It says he's been slower. Well, he was never a burner to begin with, Joe.
No, he was a smooth route runner, you know, lanky. That, you know, maybe the extra weight, you know, if it's muscle, maybe it'll help him from staying healthy, because he's one like a sieve. He's a glass house. Guy never stays healthy for a complete season. And not only that, when you're used to playing in a dome and now you're playing in Soldier Field in Thanksgiving Day or you know, wherever you're playing, you know, late, not Thanksgiving, but late November, late, early December. Tell me how he's feeling then. You know, everybody anointed the Chicago Bears as like this bad. Oh, Caleb walks right in, 10-win season, no growing pains. He's just going to pick up the offense. You know, DJ Moore got his money. Keenan Allen, let's see how this team performs, especially with another gutless head coach. You like him? You like Matt Eberflus?
No, I don't like Eberflus.
I'm taking that bet. Under 5.5 wins at plus 680. What is 6.5? I'm just curious. 4-something?
With which one? 6.5 for the Bears?
Yeah.
So, yeah, I gave you the big number was the 5. Under 6.5 is 360.
That's still a good price, though.
Of course, it's still a good price.
I might bet both.
Now, can you put these with the golf?
I don't think you can. But we laddered them last year with Arizona. I was wrong. Gannon came right out.
Oh, you can put them with the golf, Joe.
You're going to put them with the golf?
I'm saying, but it doesn't have to be an outright. Can we put it with like a T10 or something? Hold on here, Joe. You just opened up a whole world for me here. You can put them with the top fives, tens, not that we're including ties. Oh, Joe, we can get some alt win totals here.
All right, so
with
then
the
I'll
golf.
Take under 6.5 and under 3, under 5.5, and I'll put it with the golf in terms of a top 10 finish. This is the St. Jude, right?
This is the St. Jude.
I like the St. Jude. My parents.
When we come back, you got to give me a pick. I'll give my picks because I didn't get to do that yet here on the show. And you can give me. Now, there's only 70 golfers this week. This is the
FedEx Cup playoffs. Yeah, but they have a couple of my guys. They have a couple of my guys in there.
Malnati?
No. How about Billy Ho, top 10 finisher, plus 350?
Yeah,
Willie Z.
Put that with the Bears under.
What about Willie Z?
Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, 844-843-6879. We're back after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Sirius XM 159. Yeah. All right. Okay, Joe. The St. Jude Championship, formerly the St. Jude Classic. They got added the championship when they got moved to the FedEx Cup playoffs a couple of years back. Tees off on Thursday morning in Memphis. Very hot, humid, sticky Memphis. Of course, these are the top 70 on the FedEx Cup points list all year. So all the big names from the PGA Tour here, Scheffler, Schauffele, Rory, Cantlay, Hebert, etc., etc. Here's who I'm going with for the outright, Joe, and then you can throw me a couple of your guys who a couple of them did make it. Not everybody. Many were left home from your list. Patrick Cantlay for me. You know I despise this guy, but he lost in a playoff here last year. He's played good since the U.S. Open. He knows this course very well. So I'm going to take a shot with him. I also have Justin Thomas, who's won here before at 40-1. He's 41 now. I got 45 yesterday. Tom Kim at 45-1.
Okay.
Sahith Tagala at 55-1. And my longer shot, Joe, is I'm going to take Seppi at 80-1. Seppi lost in a playoff a few years ago here too. Okay. And that's a good price for Seppi. So 80 for him. So those are my outrights. Cantlay, Thomas, Kims, Tigala, and Straka.
All right. I like it. You ready? I might go with a couple of top tens because I saw Billy Ho at plus 350. I saw Willie Z at 7-1 for a top 10. Okay. I think they have life. All right. And then deep on the board, Carver, I don't even know how to say this guy's name. You ready? But he's talking to me. Okay. Christian Bezuidenhout.
Christian Bezuidenhout.
Bezuidenhout. All right, close enough.
Yeah.
Plus 450, top tens. And then if we're doing long shots to win it all.
Yeah.
Win it all. You ready?
Yeah, let me hear.
No. I'm going to go. Let me just see if the.
Who's calling to you?
Finishing positions. Hang on, I got to find it. Just bear with me. Okay? I played this guy, and he really has left me hanging a bunch of times, but Harry English. I think
he needs it. He's right on the number at 50 for when for next week.
He's 150-1. Harry's English.
I don't have a problem with it. Yeah, I don't mind it.
Could I get it?
I mean, I won't be rooting for you. I'll be rooting for my guys.
How about first round leader? Do they hang a first round leader on this?
They sure do. Absolutely. In fact, they have
some for you.
What's Harry
for a first round leader?
Harry for first round leader is down the list we go. He's 75-1.
That's a great number for him.
I'm doing Fleetwood at 35, Emmett 40, Thomas at 40, Cam Davis at 65, Ben Griffin at 80, and Chris Kirk at 90 for first round leader.
All right. I like it.
You like it?
Yeah.
Malnati, the long shot for everything.
You like Malnati or you?
No, I'm saying he's the longest shot on the board.
We got to play him. No?
No, you don't. No, you don't got to play him.
What? Why? Why can't Malnati step up?
He's got no shot.
He's got no shot to win? Absolutely
no shot.
None.
0.0. No shot.
I'm going to bet him now.
Go bet him. He's got no shot. He's 1,001.
All right.
Go ahead. $10. Put a $10 bet on him.
Maybe I'll put a hondo.
Yeah, don't waste your money.
Why? The guy, I mean, this guy, he's a professional. He's not a caddy.
like Block? Like Michael Block?
Michael's Block.
Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio. We're back after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio. Sirius XM 159. Phillies win, Joe. That's a final against the Fish, 9-5. 2-2 bottom 10 in Detroit between the Mariners and the Tigers. Astros lead 2-1 bottom 10, so you need the Rays to tie it up and then to keep playing. That's where Joe's at with that game.
Yeah.
9-1 Mets, top of the ninth, so you're going to need Oakland to score a run, Joe, right?
Yep. Could they do it? Can we get it in?
I mean, anything's possible. 3-3 bottom 4 in Milwaukee. As Bueller just walked another guy. He just walked the leadoff guy in the fourth. I don't know how much longer they're going to go with him. White Sox lead the Yankees 2-1 as they now go to the sixth.
Want to jump in on the Yankees here?
No, I wouldn't. They are gutless. There's no chance.
They're playing the White Sox.
I know. That's how embarrassing they are. They're going to lose 2 out of 3 to the White Sox. I certainly wouldn't want to bet them. Jays and Angels, Braves and Giants later on. In a few minutes, actually, Joe. A couple minutes.
Yeah.
Until you get those.
What do you want to do?
What do I want to do?
I'm on the over.
Well, we know that.
Yeah.
I don't blame you. You're on every over. Every over you're on, Joe. We do have to also preview this for Thursday night. I was telling you there's only one preseason game. And since you love all this preseason football, the Patriots who traded you down today are -2.5 and 35.5 total against the Eagles in Foxborough.
Yeah, they're going to get smashed.
Come on. How could you even remotely know or feel that with who's going to play in the game?
Well, I'm going with a hunch.
You think who's going to get smashed? Do you think that the Patriots are going to get smashed?
Yeah. Unless Jersey Joe Milton steps up.
That's right. You'll be into it because of that. You'll be involved with Jersey Joe Milton. Although, for some reason, Joe, like last week, they just had to give all that burn to Bailey Zappi, you know?
That's gotta make sure we get a lot of people.
We got to make sure Bailey Zappi gets all his burn.
Well, maybe he's going to be the week one starter. Maybe it won't be Jacoby Brissett. Ooh, that's a double. Is that a double in the left field line? Ugh. Smashed. All right. Why? What's wrong with giving Bailey Zappi burn? I don't get it. He's on the roster.
We haven't seen enough Bailey Zappi the last couple of years.
Hey, did Bailey Zappi did go into Denver and win that game, no?
You don't think we've seen enough?
All right. Okay. It's better than Jacoby Brissett, isn't he?
What's there to see?
All right. You know what? Don't play. We have you on the roster. Don't play. But everybody's upset about giving Bailey Zappi burn. Well,
you drafted a quarterback third overall.
He's gutless. Go ahead.
You've got another guy who got a little burn last week. Like, what? Right. Why aren't we playing the young guys we haven't seen?
Yeah, but you could say that about every team. I mean,
I could, but we're talking about this team right now. Okay. I want to go after them.
All right, so go after them. We're in agreement. They're going to be terrible this year. They're in a major rebuild. They have no offensive weapons. So maybe they are looking to shop Bailey Zappi. Why you wouldn't keep Zappi and get rid of Jacoby Brissett? I don't know. Okay.
Because Jacoby Brissett's their starter.
I mean, that's just.
Bailey Zappi's even worse than him. He's not a starter.
No.
You think he is?
I mean, I think he could start for the Patriots. Why not?
Come on, Joe. He stinks. Why do you stick up for all these awful quarterbacks? These guys all suck, Joe. All of them. You stick up for them. Like, oh, you know, you had a chance. We've seen this guy had a chance. He stinks. Don't you want to see someone you haven't seen yet?
Yeah, Jersey Joe Milton. Why can't they get the second half? Why can't you give Bailey Zappi burn? Bailey Zappi, again, you need somebody on the
roster. Why don't you give Drake May burn?
He sucks.
Yeah, that's, you know, that you think that.
Yeah, right.
We haven't got, nobody else can make that assessment because we haven't seen him play. 4-3 Brewers. 4-3 Brewers.
That's it. Come on, Brew Crew. Come on. Could this guy homer?
Who?
Nevin, Phil Nevin. Could he channel his innermost Phil Nevin from the Strohs and the Padres back in the day? He's got a 2-1 count. I need one run. Should have taken the cash out.
Please.
I'm going to get snake bitten with
enough
this.
With the
Come on,
cash
Nevin.
Out.
Come on, Nevin.
You and the cash out.
In play. Could it be a hit? Keep the inning alive. Get me a hit. He's gutless. Is that a hit? Come on, base hit. Base hit. Is it a hit? I can't tell. It's a hit. What? He got a hit. We're alive. All I need is a double. Double, double. What was that? A double, double?
Double, Carver, double.
Give me the double. You got a base hit. Come on. Give me a. They're offering a crazy price on this over 10.5 runs, plus 9-1 right now.
I see
nine
that.
9-1.
I see that.
Oh, I want to hit this number so bad right now. Who's up?
You're already invested in it. I mean,
Hernández. What's this guy? I mean, there's two outs. The guy's got to be running on all costs. Pop a hammy if you have
to. Down to 830.
In play. Is this it?
Down to 390.
Is it a base hit? Is that a double?
He must have got a hit. Double, he'd score. He might have got a single in his first and third.
Pop a hammy.
First and second. So that's why I went to 390. First and second.
Oh, Carver, we're in
so
this.
So now just
we're
need a hit.
Just a hit. A little Texas leaguer.
Texas leaguer.
Carver, who's up? Schumann. Come on, Schumann. Come on. I need this Octavio
down,
to...
Back up to 430.
I don't like this. Market fluctuation. I've been in way too many of these. Come on,
well, you
just
take the A's. If you take the A's at plus 7.5 at plus 550.
No. I'm not. I just...
They score a run, you're going to get it.
Did this kid get a hit? Come on, Schumann. Come on. Sit dead red. Sit late. Keep that bat back.
I hope he gets a hit for you, Joe.
Come on. That would be great.
I hope he gets a hit.
That would be great. Come on. Little Texas Liga. Little Texas Liga down the line.
Final in Tampa. 2-1 Astros.
Now they stink. Stick before. I'm never betting the Rays. Oh, it's locked. Base hit for Schumann. Is it in? Is it a hit? Will it home? Come on, Schumann. Base hit. Is it? He popped up. This hack. Complete hack. Popped up to the pitcher. Like, really, guy? Oh, man. A bunt would have been better.
Finished.
All right.
You know what they did, Joe? They teased you.
Yeah, that's...
Scoring all those runs in the seventh, they teased you. That's the worst. Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, 844-843-6879. We're back after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM 159. Great to have you with us here. All right, Joe. 4-3 Brewers. Bottom of the fourth. They have a man on second now with two outs. So I guess there was a challenge, Joe, or something happened here.
What, the guy on third got called out?
I'm trying, obviously can't hear it, so I'm trying to follow along by looking at it, and I'm not doing a very good job of that so far. The Yankees have the bases loaded in the top of the sixth, down 2-1.
Jumped in on the Yankees. They're playing the White Sox. I mean...
It doesn't matter. The Yankees are gutless.
Yeah, you know who's gutless too? Toronto. These teams, they're just three up, three down. Just chasing.
It's all right,
no
Joe.
Good.
So that game just started.
Yeah, just chasing.
You got time there.
Yeah.
Got plenty of time. And then the Braves and the Giants are starting now as well.
All right.
I need Riley and Fitzgerald in that game.
Okay, let's get it.
Okay.
I have over 11.5, over 10.5. Let's see what happens.
Over 11.5, over 10.5.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what this guy who got thrown out third did, but they're giving the business in the dugout on the Brewers. So he must
have
did something
mad at him, huh?
Yeah.
Didn't have his head in the game. Stupid play. Got to have your head in the game.
Got to head on a swivel.
Head on a swivel. Got to pick up that robber. Robbins, what are you doing, man?
Did you see who won the starting quarterback job at Wisconsin?
Tyler Van Dyke. I said this to you. He couldn't throw dimes in 90-degree weather, okay, in South Beach. He's going to throw dimes with Phil Longo in Madison, Wisconsin in early November? Like, what are we doing here? Like, this kid was supposed to be a Heisman contender with Miami, obviously failed. He lost multiple games, okay? Didn't, deer in the headlights in some games, couldn't even beat Drake May in North Carolina through multiple picks. Couldn't beat Sam Howell when he was there with North Carolina. And all of a sudden now, he's going to go to Wisconsin with Ches Malusi and Luke Fickell, and he's the second coming of who? Brooks Bollinger? Jim Sorgi? Who is he supposed to be?
Jim Sorgi.
Russell Wilson when he transferred there? I mean, come on. Brooks Bollinger. Graham Mertz? It's amazing some choices these guys make. But okay. All right. We'll see.
I think they're going to be awful.
I mean, they're scheduled. They got Bama at home. That's going to be a good game, though. I do want to see Bama in Madison.
Bama's going to smash them.
Yeah, but I still want to see Bama, the white jerseys, white pants. I want to see them in Camp Randall. I mean, did you see who they play? Do you see their schedule?
Yes.
It is ridiculous. Talk about Luke. Remember
Michigan.
When we were pumping up Luke Fickell as the second coming of Barry Alvarez? Remember that?
They're
going to start out 2-0. They play Western Michigan and South
that's
Dakota.
That's a win.
They have that's to go. Win. Wait. So they go then to they play Bama September 14th, USC in the Coliseum. That's not going to be easy. Because they're going to have to throw that game 60 times
Just remember, USC stinks too.
Yeah, but they'll beat Wisconsin.
Okay. So, you sure about that?
You know, look at this back end of the schedule. Yeah, I think they lose to USC. I think USC could get to 8 wins, which would be, you know, not bad for Lincoln Riley, but. But anyway,
I don't see any way they get to 7.
Well, here's the losses. You ready? Bama?
That's a loss.
That's a loss. Penn State? That's a loss.
That's a loss. That's 2.
Oregon? 3.
That's 3. At Iowa's a loss.
4. And then Nebraska, I think. All right, so then they're at.
Can we see Nebraska win some games before we start saying that they're a guaranteed win over someone?
How about Rutgers? Huh? How about Rutgers?
I think that's a coin flip game. I think Rutgers can win.
Yeah, so we're looking at best.
They can
six
win
and
at,
six.
At Wisconsin.
Northwestern, they should win.
I mean, at Northwestern, I mean, that's what
there's
I mean.
There's no home field advantage. What,
they're going to beat Purdue. 3,000
fans.
Purdue stinks.
They're
going to
have cardboard
no
pop-ups in Northwestern like they did during COVID to make up for the lack of seats that they got there. What do they hold, 5,000?
Something like that.
Stadium? Well, that's good. Really amped up to go there. Can't wait to play my, you know, in front of friends and family. It's not even Ryan Field. It's, what are they calling it exactly?
I mean, you always got to talk them down, Northwestern. You just
will you stop?
The kid did a great job there last year.
Braun.
The kid did a great job.
The kid.
2-0 Blue Jays. 2-0 Blue
there
Jays.
There we go. How about they lose to PJ Fleck? And roll the boat. How about they lose that game?
Who?
Wisconsin. Yeah, Minnesota's owned them last couple of years. Minnesota's owned them.
Yeah, they'll get Minnesota back. This is going to be flex last year in Minnesota.
Chopping PJ early, huh? Very nice.
Early, Julia. Early. He's had some time. He's had some time.
Good show.
Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, 844-843-6879. We're back after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Great to have you with us here on the grid, as we're about to get out of here. All right, Joe. There's actually a very limited baseball
tomorrow.
Slate on. Yeah, it's limited. There's I think
four afternoon games and then three night games, I think. So,
jeez.
Mariners, Tigers, flat eight. A's, Mets again, flat nine. Spence and Quintana, you can get some runs there. Dodgers, Brewers again, Flaherty and Myers, that's a flat eight.
I like the game.
I'll tell you what bothers me here about this Brewer-Dodger game, Joe. This Montas, he gave up the three runs in the first inning, couldn't get an out, and then he's blown away the heart of the Dodger order the last two times through. Blown him away. Bothers me.
That's not good for me. No. So, you
know, still 4-3. It's only the fifth inning.
Yeah, I know. I like the over in the Dodger game tomorrow. I like the over in the Philly game with the Nationals. And I know it's a low number, but Fried and Webb, I feel like Webb is due to get crushed.
I'm not going after Webb.
You're not going after Webb? Seven?
No.
Seven?
No.
No? No? All right.
No.
Nope. Okay.
Nope.
Why is that, though? I'm just curious.
Especially at home. There at home, I'm not going to go, man, Braves up 1-0 already with the bases loaded, Joe.
Maybe they'll jump all over Fried. Yeah, 1-0 Braves, I saw that.
Maybe they jump on Fried, maybe they don't. Webb pitches great at home. I am not going anywhere near that.
Yeah, but maybe the Dodgers get Giants. Oh, here we go. Second and third now for the second and third for Dodgers.
Dodgers have second and third. I got Lux.
That was Lux. Who's up?
Red Sox and Orioles, Pivetta and Eflin. Now, that's got gas on it. 8.5.
You think we can get it again? I mean, are they just going to challenge, blow right through these numbers all the time?
Nats and Phillies, Wheeler and Parker Lewis.
I like that over. Excuse me.
You all right,
I like
Joe?
That over. Yeah, I got a little odds to watching these games.
Okay. And 8.5 at night between Minnesota and Rangers, Bradford and Ober. That, I think,
I like that over.
So
Minnesota,
that.
They went under today, 4-1, right? That was like the transitional game, 4-1 with Kansas City they lost, right? Now we go over. I like okay. that. So, all right, so what are we in agreement with? We're in agreement with what? We're in agreement with the Twins? We're in agreement with what? The Brewers? Or you don't like that game?
The Brewers, I don't mind. I don't mind the Brewers.
And what about the Seattle? I mean, Detroit. We
nah,
don't know who
I don't.
Throwing.
I don't want any part of that either.
All right.
These games are very tricky.
Why don't we just take the usual suspects? Why don't we, I'm going to do a parlay over Mets, over Red Sox, over Twins. I'm not going to overthink it. I'm gonna. If I win tonight, I'm gonna do that. 5-0 Braves. We got the Granny
wow,
Smith.
Wow, who got the
5-0.
Granny Smith?
Crack right in the chops.
Wow, probably not who I had because all my guys are at the top of the lineup that I need. Let me tell you who hit that for you. I'm glad you got 5-0 lead, Joe.
Yeah, it's not cool.
Harris, Michael Harris with the grand slam. The Granny Smith.
It's not enough.
Couldn't be Riley.
I don't know. I need more runs. I need 5 runs in the Dodger game.
It's been a bad Tater night, Joe. 10 runs tonight.
The Blue Jay game, and I need 6 runs in the Brave game. All right, let's
go. Bad Tater night. Bad
yeah?
Tater night.
I thought you were doing well.
Tomorrow, Joe, I have an announcement for you when we come on. We have neglected to zero in on some of these college football totals.
And
it's getting close, and we need to start picking up the pace. So we're probably going to do at least half of a conference, if not an entire conference, tomorrow.
Do I get to pick it or no?
Which one do you want to do first, Joe?
Let's do Big Ten.
We'll do Big Ten. We'll start at least half the Big Ten, if not the whole thing, on Thursday night.
All right.
All right. Does that sound good to you?
Big Ten will be fun.
All the win totals. We'll get them all in. Great job, as always, by you, Joe. Great job by Matias Burbell. Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio. Have a good night. See you tomorrow.